You're in the trade wind season, so while the cyclone season's changed, the windy season has not. It's just moving in a different direction now. All right, so anyway, with that, we welcome our friends from Pacific Center and Security and ASCC. We have Katrina Helsham, the communications manager, and also Tafa Tuatupuola, the state director here. And we are talking about community-based services needs assessment and public input. And ladies, so good to see you. Thank you so much for coming on and talking with us here today. Hi.
Good to be here.
Yes.
All right. So what are we... I know I touched on it briefly, but there's something that's coming up and some community-based services that we can talk about. So I guess, Tafa, we'll turn it over to you.
Awesome. So thank you so much for welcoming us this morning. This is just a quick announcement that on May 27th at the Lee Auditorium at 9 a.m., we're hoping to open a public forum to the general disability and aging community. We're trying to do a needs assessment, collect input from the general public on the needs. And so what are we going to do with this information? We have a CMS grant that basically we're trying to work on developing in partnership with the Medicaid office on a program called Home Community-Based Services. And so this does not exist in any of the territories, so it's been a long journey. But as we're creating and designing what this home community-based service looks like, we need to collect data from the general public. So if I give an example what HCBS, Home Community-Based Services, is, it's basically having a caregiver come to your home, help provide basic daily living training or skills to the individual. It could also be doing light housekeeping work, doing light shopping. But we call them caregivers, right? So many of our caregivers here are not paid, but in order for us to design what this community looks like, we need to collect data from the general community, what the needs are. Now, what do we do with this data? Before we even implement it, or once we get approved, before we implement it, we have to have what they call is an Olmsted plan. So the Olmsted plan is basically a plan that says a person with a disability or aging has a right to choose where they want to live. They don't necessarily have to live in Hope House, for example. They want to live at home. But how does it look like living at home? Well, in order for the house to be safe, it may need to be modified. Accessible bathroom, the ramp outside the home. So we need a plan, a territory plan, that has a valuable input from the general community. And so we need this plan that is data-driven from the community. We work with our local Medicaid office to see how we're navigating this. A lot of new nuances that we are still trying to experiment and experience along the way. We're leading the conversation here in American Samoa, and we have other territories that are pretty much trying to see how we're designing it, I guess you can say.
They're looking to us how we're getting it done, and probably maybe hopefully following our footsteps. And we're trying to get it right by making sure we collect the data from the community.
I see. All right. Well, you guys are going to set the standard then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. But not too much pressure, please.
So we have been in conversation with the governor's office, who is working on trying to form the commission. But we're trying to do all the data collection that when we do meet as a commission, we have all that data already ready to go. It's a long time coming, and we hope And we do know that there is a need out there. You know, if we were to think about unpaid caregivers as a economic insecurity, then we can definitely see why there's a high poverty of in family members who give up their job to take care of family members at home. Right. And that's just the way we were raised here locally. We take care of our family members. But what if they give up their employment and still get paid to help care for a family member?
Are we there yet?
No.
In a perfect world, when would you be able to get some kind of stipend for... Because that's a challenge. A lot of people, hey, our age group, you know, we're like having that conversation. Who's going to stay back and look after dad? Or, you know, I don't know. I can't leave this money that I'm making.
I am ready because all I kept thinking, man, what if I retire next year? Because I'm at that age, John, you know. I would like to know that this is already in place for me. So the Olmstead Plan would basically say, I get to choose where I want to get my service.
So when do you think that could, if all works out, when could we enjoy those benefits?
I would say in another year.
A year? Okay.
But there's a lot of planning. Because this is a new conversation here in the community, it's about designing new policies, new regulations, making sure we have qualified staff that are out there in the community. You know, taking care of your family member is, we don't need a training, right? Because we already know what their needs are.
Sure.
But we still have to meet specific standards across the territory. So that's what we're working on.
How are we working on that? Because, I mean, I know you know about ADA compliance.
Yes.
And I can tell you, sorry, but I'd say 90% of the buildings here, you know, do not.
Yeah.
If you have a handicap placard, it is a tough life here in American Samoa.
Yeah. So as we age, or whether it's from an accident and having a disability, even your own home becomes unsafe because your home was not designed to be accessible, right? So now we're in a personal space. So this is one of those things that we do anticipate to include home modification as a service.
Question, who does that, by the way? Like, if you needed to get, like, when you're saying home modification, you're talking about making your shower so it's like it's got the guardrails and stuff like that, right? Who can supply that? Do you know a vendor here?
I don't know who the vendor is, but Volk Rehab's independent living program does provide that type of service or consultation. But we're hoping that we can, once this home community-based service is good to go, this can be considered as covered by Medicaid. But I don't want to put words in my mouth. This does not exist at this point across any territory. Mm-hmm. So this is why our partnership with our local Medicaid is so valuable, and they've been open to new possibilities within the disability and aging community. So we are working on trying to get the data from the community to say we're not making this stuff up. that this does exist. One of the requirements as caregivers that CMS does require is that they go through person-centered training. And so the person-centered training is basically designing everything around this individual. So we've been pushing out a few person-centered planning training. Yes.
I was just about to bring up, John, if you remember me coming with Lori and Valencia last couple of times in the beginning of this year, we've been pushing out a lot of caregiver trainings. We're just trying to help our caregiver workforce, you know, just upskill in that area, prepare for those standards that that Tafa is talking about, you know, and all the planning going into and training. That's the vision and the steps that we're taking to get this home and community-based services, you know, a reality for our territory. And so when Tafa was talking about, like, trying to get this done in a year, I just want to, like, share also, you know, it's not just us doing the work. We also, why we're here, we're calling out to the community, Please, in order to make this a reality, we also need your help, your stories, your input, to just, we need those to collect. And also, like Tafaa said, we cannot say this is happening on island unless we have it recorded, documented from the community of the voices here here in American Samoa. So please, if you could make the time out next week, May 27th, Tuesday. That's Tuesday at the Lee Auditorium. I would say 8:30, 9 o'clock is a good time to be there right when we get started. And so we can get all of that stuff, all of those stories, those great stories that we need to just have that evidence that this is what we need in American Samoa. Tafaa, is there anything that I'm missing?
No, nothing else. I'm so glad I came with her.
All right, so this is at the Lee next week then, right?
Yes.
Day out of Memorial Day, huh?
Yes, right after the holiday. We didn't want to disturb anyone on their holiday, so come fresh. anything to look forward to when we're there, Tafaa?
Be ready and prepared to talk stories.
Yes, great. I also wanted to add, if you have any more information that you need from us to talk to us or look us up on our Facebook, Pacific Center and Human Security. We also have a website, pchs.amsamoa.edu. You can also call us on our line at ASCC, which is 699-2722, extension 4202 or 4203. And yeah, any one of the ladies that will answer the phone will take care of you, answer your questions. And yeah, we're just, we're so ready for this American Samoa. Our people need this. Mm. Everybody has a story,
Yeah. You
know, about what it's like when grandma and grandpa or mom and dad just need care at home. So we don't know if you have a plan, but we want to make a plan.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, I so really appreciate you guys coming in here and talking about this. That's the one wonderful thing about American Samoa is how they treat the elderly population. It's truly wonderful. It's like part of the DNA. I've never seen anything like it, and I love it. My parents loved it too when they came down.
Awesome.
Here. Yeah. So thank you guys. God bless. 93 KHJ, and we will continue after these messages. Stay with us.